Eresha. He scrambled to me. I had fallen to my side, gagging, and he rolled me forward, holding my head and shoulders steady as I coughed blood. While I gasped, he cradled me and wiped my mouth. Can you heal yourself in your dream? I had never heard of someone falling asleep with her throat cut, yet if anyone could, she would be me. When I nodded, my neck stung. Then you must sleep. You will sleep and heal yourself. Hearing him say it made it almost sound plausible. I relaxed my grip on my neck and forced my eyes closed. Aware of the blood sliding down my esophagus, I saw the stair leading to my dream dripping with red. The steps multiplied, the stair twisting and knotting itself into a maze that I could never hope to traverse before I drowned in my own blood.
How close are we to Lucien's palace? Juliana asked, cutting Halton off during a break in his singing, before he started another tune.
Far, Halton said. Very far, Gorman said. Extremely far, Halton said. Exceedingly far.
She felt Gorman shift on her shoulder. All right, Juliana interrupted, stopping the argument before it started. Even combined, they didn't weigh much at all, but her neck was starting to strain all the same. I understand. We have a long ways to go. The two sprites laughed. Halton burst into song. Juliana flinched, trying to close her ears to him. With him on her shoulder, it was near impossible. She walked faster. The sooner she got to King Lucien's palace, the better.
Multiple baby skeletons were bent and disfigured into the shape of one egg. Rows of ribs cluttered against foot bones, arm bones wrapped around pelvic bones, and wrist and finger bones filled in the gaps. Spines curved throughout the ovoid, except where a band of cartilage divided the bone egg lengthwise into halves. By my understanding of bone growth, I predicted the two halves would not fully merge and fuse until after the birth, leaving soft spots like those on the skulls of human newborns. Commanding myself to focus and not shrink back, I pushed the spell farther. The bones faded from sight, providing a glimpse of the insides of the unchild, of muscle tissue, violet gland sacs, and...
Juliana! Juliana! Stop!
Juliana cried out, jumping away from the door. Leave me alone! What do you want?
Methought I had answered that question already, a voice behind her said. How easily you forget, and I had hoped to be more memorable to you.
The gravity of his meaning did not register in my mental logbook until his wife slapped him. She asked,
How dare you say that in front of her?
He touched his face and began to blink. I feared he would cry, yet before that could happen, he left the room.
I can save your daughter, I called after him. I might be able to.
Feliti did not give Herend a second glance, and the disdain with which she treated him caused my skin to burn and itch. I found it difficult to moderate the tone of my voice.
I know what you do not wish for Alila to be pregnant. My magic may be able to help her.
You are jealous of me, Resha. I know you are. And I don't trust your magic.